news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Heading for a high in the 90s today. Dr. Bill has the details. I can tell you this, it's 75 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us accident-free conditions. A nice ride from Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway. From the 1065 split, looking good so far with no accidents or delays. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Today, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad you're here. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Slocum police need your help this morning. A 63-year-old man has not been seen since Tuesday. Police say 63-year-old Johnny Frank Thompson was last seen at a home on Lewis Road in Slocum Tuesday, just before he left to run some errands and then traveled to Dothan. And because he could be anywhere in the state, that's why we're helping to get the message out. Police say he may be driving a 2001 silver Ford Mustang GT with an Alabama tag which reads 34AV461. Thompson may suffer from a condition which may impair his judgment. That's according to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. They say he's a white male with brown hair and brown eyes. He weighs about 153 pounds and stands 5 feet 9 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans. If you have information, call police. News from our nation's capital, as Senator Doug Jones says he is concerned that the Senate Judiciary Committee's plan to question the woman accusing U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, well, he's concerned that it will become a spectacle next week, saying, "I am afraid that it will just be a spectacle and not a fact-finding mission." That was a quote from the senator earlier this week, saying that if the hearing is on Monday, it's very important that we get a, quote, full and fair investigation. What's happening right now is, in my view, unconscionable. Now, Professor Christine Ford claims that when she and the Supreme Court nominee were teenagers in the early 1980s, that he pushed her onto a bed and held her, groped her, and put his hand over her mouth to prevent her from screaming. Kavanaugh has denied these allegations and even denies being at the party where Ford says this all happened. Professor Ford wants the FBI to investigate the claims and delay her planned testimony, but the Senate Judiciary Committee does not agree and says she has until tomorrow at 10 a.m. to let them know if she will in fact testify on Monday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Several shootings across Mobile have people on alert. We first told you Monday about a woman who found a bullet hole inside of her home inches from where she had been getting water before bed. From Saturday to Monday, six people called police saying shots were fired into their homes. In Maysville, 72-year-old Mary Lott was sitting at home watching TV when she heard gunshots. A neighbor counted 19 markers for bullet casings while police were investigating.
The parents can't do anything about it. They ought to do something about the parents.
A woman was robbed and pistol-whipped in Midtown Mobile. It happened inside the woman's home on Ray off Sage Avenue Friday night. It's not far from where three people were shot during a robbery at a Chevron gas station. Mobile police say several masked intruders came into the home, robbed a woman, and hit her in the head with a gun. The woman was not seriously injured. Three other people were also in the home. The Navy has given Mobile shipbuilder Austal contracts to build two more littoral combat ships, LCS 32 and 34. It means a stable workforce to the company's 4,000 workers through 2023. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Football season is here, and so are the best prices at Bailey's TV and Mattress. Get the most from your hard-earned money with great TV values like a 55-inch 4K for $4.99 or a 65-inch 4K for $5.99. High-definition 32-inchers from $149. Perfect for outdoors, the camper, indoors, or the extra room. Also at Bailey's, the best prices of the year on all Serta iComfort mattresses. TVs and mattresses, best prices of the year. Now at Bailey's TV and Mattress, Government at Lakeside, 666-0448.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Alabama, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves ended a four-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over St. Louis. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman had a big day. Here's Freeman's go-ahead two-run homer in the fourth inning.
Fly ball well hit left center field. Bader on the run at the track. It's out of here.
Freeman finished 3-for-3 with three RBI, and he spoke with the media about the win.
We needed to feel what winning was like again. We sometimes you get caught up in magic numbers and stuff like that. I thought we did a good job of tuning that out today and going out there and playing a quality baseball game and got the win.
Braves are one game closer to the end of the season, so they're one game closer to clinching the NL East, but they did not separate any further from Philadelphia after the Phillies shut out the New York Mets 4-0. In the rest of the league, Milwaukee shut out Cincinnati 7-0. Yasiel Puig hit a three-run homer, and the LA Dodgers finished a sweep over Colorado 5-2. Cleveland's Jason Kipnis hit a walk-off grand slam for his 1,000th career hit. And the Indians beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1. The Yankees beat Boston handily 10-1. Seattle shut out Houston 9-0. And Oakland shut out the LA Angels 10-0. Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris announced yesterday that he will use the NCAA's new four-game redshirt rule to transfer from Auburn and play his senior season elsewhere. Harris played mostly as a blocking tight end. His time at Auburn ends with four receptions for 33 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Harris will seek a grad transfer opportunity in the spring and have a year of eligibility remaining. In some NBA news, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban will donate $10 million to organizations that promote women in leadership roles and combat domestic violence after the NBA found, quote, serious workplace misconduct by former and current employees and improper or ineffective management. The NBA launched an investigation 7 months ago. That came following a Sports Illustrated report in February, which described a corporate culture rife with misogyny and predatory sexual behavior that spanned decades in the Mavericks organization. The report included numerous allegations against former CEO and President Terdima Usuri, who left the Mavericks in 2015. Mavericks are also required to implement NBA-mandated sanctions, including changing reporting, staffing, and policy to improve workplace culture. And Minnesota Timberwolves shooting guard Jimmy Butler has reportedly requested a trade ahead of this NBA season. On Wednesday, The Athletic reported that Butler has provided the Timberwolves with a list of 1 to 3 teams with whom he'd be willing to sign a contract extension. And according to ESPN, Butler's 3 preferred trade destinations are the Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Clippers, and the New York Knicks. 6:15 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department just working one accident at Moffitt in Norwood Lane. That's going to be right by the Hardee's. It's with injuries. Just happened a few minutes ago. Fire Department on the scene. Looking good downtown for the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels, the Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork. Checking in accident-free. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:18, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Dr. Bill joins us in just about 10 minutes here, 12 minutes to talk more about our forecast for today and tomorrow, the weekend ahead, and still rivers rising in South Carolina due to the rain from Florence. He'll give us details and a look at the tropics all coming up at around 6:35. You noticed your credit card statement, your interest rate on that credit card statement. You looked at that part. That number rising, obviously, as interest rates everywhere are going up on unsecured debt, they're definitely going up. You know, you could actually roll your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate with the folks from Lightstream. They're offering their credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18%. So 18% nationally, it's going up. Compare that with 5.89%. You get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit like y'all deserve a great interest rate and no fees. And by the way, too, it's like Arbor Day every day because Lightstream plants a tree with every loan they fund. And y'all can get a special discount on top of that already great low rate from Lightstream, but the only way to do that is to go to the website lightstream.com/Sullivan. My last name, Sullivan. The website, LIGHT STREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 6:20, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Restaurant goers in Florida were not happy with their governor, even booing him out of a restaurant. Protesters say that they want some answers to what Florida Governor Rick Scott plans to do about the state's red tide issue. One person taking to Twitter saying, at FLGov, Scott exits back door after just 10 minutes in restaurant, crowd booing and shouting coward. That Twitter handle was at Zach J. Anderson. The governor is running for Senate and was making a campaign stop in Venice, Florida when protesters were outside of that restaurant. According to the Sarasota Herald Tribune, they say Scott avoided the protesters by entering the restaurant through the back door, but left just 10 minutes later as members of the crowd shouted coward. His supporters, though, they held up signs as well and chanted the Republican governor's name. The protesters are criticizing Scott for cutting funding for environmental agencies, claiming the measures could have minimized the ongoing red tide issue. Red tide can cause severe health problems for those with COPD, asthma, or anyone with lung conditions. There have also been reports of respiratory illnesses related to red tide exposure, and fish kills were reported in multiple counties as well. More hurricane relief heads to North Carolina thanks to 20 nurses and two logistics specialists from the Alabama Department of Public Health. The goal is to assist people who have been displaced by Hurricane Florence. Two nursing strike teams based in Montgomery left for North Carolina Saturday for a deployment which could last up to 2 weeks. The Alabama Emergency Management Agency also sent people and resources to North Carolina, including a responder from Mobile County. The group says, we're very proud of what they're doing. We're getting reports from them daily. The teams are stationed in Goldsboro, North Carolina, and Bolivia, North Carolina. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:21, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And thank you, Kelly, for that update. Speaking of the red tide thing, let me get into this for a second here. Discussion of some protesters shouting down Governor Scott over red tide. Let's do this. Let's talk about the situation in Florida. Obviously, it's now getting nearer to us that the red tide is showing up on the panhandle. So not just down in southwest Florida, now up in our neck of the woods. You've got the Tallahassee Democrat reporting an outbreak started this week. Panama City News heralds that thousands of fish have already washed up in Bay County. Heaviest concentrations of red tide have shown up in Bay County, but there are predictions there could be a bigger shift from this as well. Now, red tide, you've heard of red tide before?
Yes, okay. I have. Kills,
crimson tide. That's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
This is red tide. It also has a similar effect on its opponents.
Yes.
Okay, so red tide, by the way, is a thing that we see seasonally around the country. Different places. Texas sees it. Florida, of course, is seeing it here. We've seen occasions of it here along our section of the Gulf Coast. The red tide, though, has persisted in Florida since last November. So 10 months of this.
Holy cow.
It's the worst bloom, and that's what the red tide is. It's an algae bloom. It's the worst bloom they've had since 2006. Back then, it was like a year and a half or something like that. It lasted in 2006. It's bad enough that Rick Scott, who Kelly was reporting was getting yelled at, he declared a state of emergency back in August for the state of Florida because the state's tourism industry has been hit hard by the persistent bloom. You think about why people go to large sections of Florida, and it's to go to the beach,
yeah,
right? Well, it's tough when you have a bunch of dead critters washed up on the beach, and you have the issues with just the algae bloom, and then you have the olfactory issues with the rotting fish, and obviously the look of it. There's a neurotoxin. Okay, so the two things here. There's just the look of it, but also the Carinia brevis, which is the Carinia brevis is the actual critter. That's what's in the algae bloom that causes the danger from red tide. Okay, it is a algae. Carinia brevis algae, single cell organism, currently part of this massive red tide bloom. It's a neurotoxin produced by that algae
They can actually also go airborne, causes issues with people with asthma, other respiratory issues. Even lifeguards on some of the hardest hit stretches of shoreline are wearing gas masks of this. And the red tide, this is the key here, it's not showing any signs of letting up and moving northward up the coast. This is what we're talking about, getting to Bay County and then maybe coming on down the Florida Panhandle. 145 miles of coastline right now being impacted in Florida from this red tide.
What can you do? Okay. How do you end the red tide?
Wintertime.
Okay.
But that's one of the things that usually keeps it in check. It's usually, I mean, this thing happens. I mean, it's not like this is brand new. It's been reported like it's never happened before, and that's not true. It has. It's just the how long it's lasted and maybe the scope of it as you get these blooms. You've got wintertime could help. Obviously, what feeds the algae, or what do they call the algal bloom, is part of it too. So when you have extra runoff fertilizer from ag fields, sewage, like you could see, I don't know that the scenario lines up for the Carolina coast. I don't know all the, but a scenario where like you have the flooding from the Carolinas, you have a bunch of nutrients all of a sudden hitting the salt water there.
Yeah.
It's a big buffet. So this algae is there in some numbers at all times, but when you give them a whole bunch of food, they get to he-ing and a she-ing, but they're algae, so they get to itting and an itting,
yeah.
And recreating themselves, and then you get a huge algal bloom that then produces the neurotoxin, kills the fish, gives the smell that also not only the smell of the fish, but the neurotoxin that is airborne that can make people sick. Now, they said the latest red tide began back in November. 2 months, listen to this. Okay, here we go. I'm reading it now. Here's a story update from Vox. Listen to this. I just said maybe it could happen in Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
Vox says, current red tide began back in November, 2 months after Hurricane Irma drenched the state. It's possible that when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a mass of water from Florida's Lake Okeechobee to prevent flooding, those fertilizer-rich waters, because you've got a bunch of, you've got sugarcane production around there, big time around Okeechobee, said those fertilizer-rich waters flowed into the ocean. And let me add also here, Vox, the Gulf. There's a Gulf on one side, the ocean on the other. And helped fuel the current bloom. Still hard to know the exact cause of the bloom, but Gulf temperatures, which on average have risen over the past decade, water temperatures, salinity, sunlight, and Gulf currents all play part in this red tide. Researchers have observed a long upward trend in the concentration of the K. brevis algae from 1950 onward, likely due to increased agricultural pollution, and are kind of like plants. They thrive on fertilizer and increased stormwater runoff drainage into the Gulf. Increased water temperature may also play a role in this. So, I mean, there's a bunch of things going on. I'd like to point out, I mean, back to Kelly's headline with the people shouting down Governor Rick Scott. Even if he wanted to, in the given day, say, okay, we're going to stop nutrient runoff, water runoff, Gulf temperatures, I'm sorry, but a governor can't just do that.
No.
Okay, so, I mean, it's a long-term problem with a short-term protest, huh? All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A second person is in jail connected to a triple shooting at a gas station in Mobile. 19-year-old Chiquez Ludgood was arrested Wednesday morning for robbery. Police say Ludgood conspired with Emmanuel McAlpine to rob the gas station on South Sage Avenue on July 31st. During that robbery, a man police say was McAlpine shot three people at close range, all survived. Police say Ludgood admitted to conspiring with McAlpine to rob the Chevron gas station and provided the gun used in the robbery. A Mobile County grand jury will decide if a homeowner will be charged in a shooting. Two suspected burglars were shot after they were confronted Wednesday at a home on Paget Switch Road at Roy E. Ray Airport Road. Investigators say Travis Carter is expected to be released from a hospital today. He was shot in the head. Craig Cumbie was found about a mile away from the home and taken into custody. Both men are expected to be charged with burglary. A former Baldwin County school bus driver has pleaded guilty to driving her bus drunk with two dozen kids on board last May. Vicki Patrick was sentenced to 2 weeks behind bars. Her driver's license will be suspended for a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic Hideous Pink or Regal Purple boxes. In the mail for just a buck a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Just back from North Korea, South Korean President Moon says Kim Jong-un's agreement to allow international experts to observe a permanent dismantling of a missile engine test site and launch pad shows a commitment to irreversibly demolish those facilities. Moon says plans for another meeting between Kim and President Trump are moving forward. Residents along the Waccamaw River in Conway, South Carolina, are bracing for more flooding today. Nick Valencia is there for us.
It was just last week, a day after Hurricane Florence, that my team and I were reporting from here on that riverwalk. It's a riverwalk that's now underwater. Local authorities here are going to be keeping a close eye on rivers like this that they're worried about overflowing. They say it's not a matter of if, but when it happens.
More rivers in North Carolina are also expected to reach major flood stage today. The State Department says terrorists killed fewer people last year, down 27% from 2016, the drop because of fewer attacks in Iraq. Stock futures are rising this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China's Commerce Ministry says it hopes the U.S. will show sincerity and take steps to correct its behavior after both countries slapped new tariffs on each other's goods this week in an escalating trade war. A ministry spokesman says China has been forced to take retaliatory measures against the U.S. and to defend its interests. China is studying targeted measures to help foreign firms in China in response to the effects of the latest U.S. tariffs. British satellite company Inmarsat says it will collaborate with Panasonic Avionics in providing in-flight broadband for commercial airlines. Looks like Maroon 5 is the front-runner to perform during halftime at Super Bowl 53, which will be played in Atlanta on February 3rd. Maroon 5, the NFL, and Pepsi, sponsor of the halftime show, have yet to comment. The Hollywood Reporter notes that Cardi B and Travis Scott could make guest appearances. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel.
UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. And let's say hello to Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So this is late September, second half of September, is making August look like October. I mean, it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, we've had several days in a row now. It's either 4 or 5 days in a row now with a 96-degree temperature. And yesterday's was just 1 degree shy of a record. But it looks like there's going to be an end to this heat wave because things are going to gradually get back to normal as we get over the weekend. And then next week, we'll generally see highs in the 80s, which is the way it should be. 86 is the normal high this time of the year. Today, they'll look for plenty of sunshine, and there's a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Looks like today, instead of the mid-90s, we'll be in the lower 90s. Doesn't that feel good? About 91 or 92 degrees this afternoon. Still have a heat index, though, of getting up to about 100 or 102. Tonight, mostly clear, down around 75 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow, again, plenty of sunshine with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and the high will be in the lower 90s. Over the weekend, again, quite a bit of sunshine, certainly through the morning and into the afternoon hours, and then we'll see some scattered thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday during the afternoon, and the highs will be around 90 degrees. And then, as I mentioned, we get into next week. The thunderstorm activity increases during the afternoon. Some may be developing in the morning. That's going to keep temperatures in the 80s. So we'll get back to normal certainly next week, but we're going to approach that over the weekend.
All right, and still watching that flooding, the second part of Florence, round two, watching that in the Carolinas. Those rivers are just inundating big, big sections. I've looked like they were showing maps of counties, and, you know, there were a couple of counties that, like, you know, 20% of the county was underwater.
Yeah, and they still haven't reached the peak in many areas. It looks like it will occur probably tomorrow. And so this thing just goes on, and it's going to take a number of days for that water to subside. It's a catastrophe, no question about it.
Yeah, watch it. And that's the thing, everybody starts to shift once the named storm is gone, right? People shift their attention elsewhere, but the ongoing suffering of the people there, that's happening right now.
It sure is, and covering a good portion of North Carolina and also South Carolina. And some of that flooding is affecting the very southernmost portion of the state of Virginia.
Wow. All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, Dr. Bill, what are you watching?
We do have a tropical wave that's about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. It has not developed. There's a possibility that it could become a depression, but conditions are not favorable for any kind of rapid growth. And another tropical wave, sizable one, is just coming off the African coast. So even we're in a quiet period right now, but things may start to pick up again as we get toward the last few days of September.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, 24-7 with your forecast here at FM Talk 106.5 and all hurricane season long with the tropical updates. I got a text here. Where the heck is Bay County? I was mentioning on the red tide. So Bay County is Panama City. So okay. That Bay County, Florida is Panama City. So that's where that is. So it's as close as, I should have just said the city. The red tide has showed up as close as PCB.
So it's creeping then.
Yeah, there's nothing in the story that says it's going to be here. Because you get a lot of different issues, too. You have the way, now I'll say this, that the water normally travels east to west in the Gulf of Mexico, with the exception of tides and different current. But if you had to do a general discussion of current patterns in the Gulf, they're east to west.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens. But yeah, there's not, this is, I wouldn't, that story wasn't like a heck it's coming here warning. It's just, it's a story of two things. It's a real problem in Florida. A very, very big problem. They have a tourism economy based on people going to the beach, part of it, right? Enjoying the water. And they've had to shut down a bunch of beaches. That's a big deal. I mean, if you're a store owner, you rent boogie boards, right? Yeah. Somewhere down at like in Naples or something like that. Well, then it shuts down the beach, huh?
Or you sell airbrush t-shirts.
Airbrush t-shirts, exactly. It's a very big deal if that beach is shut down from this red tide. At the same time, I want to kind of talk about the science of the story and say, you know, Kelly had the headline about the people protesting at Governor Scott. I agree. I'm a pretty green person, right? And want to tackle these issues. Lord knows you've heard me stumping for a decade about the sewage that goes into our water around here and our water quality. And it's a big deal. But those aren't things that are done overnight. That's not like signing a bill or changing a law. It's a process that goes on. You can't yelling at the governor down there. He's going to say, okay, I'm sorry. Let me flip off the red tide switch. Yeah. I had it on. I had the red tide switch on, but now I'm turning it off.
He's doing it intentionally. He needs to get out there with one of those filter, you know.
He's going to go out and filter
pour
the water.
Yes. Yeah, he'd just go out and get the water and pour it back in after
it's
been filtered.
What are you doing? You should be out there picking up fish, Governor, and filtering the water.
Crazy.
This red tide is all your fault. 641 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get more headlines with Kelly coming up. Right now, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Moffitt and Knollwood, right by the interstate. And as you're traveling close to the Hardys, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway, so be patient through there. Beyond that, we have no other wrecks and a pretty good ride. Watch your speed as you're traveling across the Bayway from Daphne to Malbus and Loxley, as you've got state troopers working some radar there. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms in the spa this weekend with the new splash and activities on and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Singer Percy Sledge was one of the most identifiable voices in the genre of country soul, which emerged from Muscle Shoals in the mid-1960s. In 1966, Sledge recorded his most iconic song, When a Man Loves a Woman. The song topped Billboard's top 100 for 16 weeks. Percy Sledge's career spanned 5 decades. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
642 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To be able to tweet or not to tweet, that is the issue. As three people sue Secretary of State John Merrill because he blocked them on Twitter. The claim filed Wednesday by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama says Merrill violated their First Amendment rights by blocking them from interacting with his official @JohnHMerrill account, and that it's a violation of the First Amendment and the move, quote, discriminates against his own constituents. They go on to say, quote, when a government official intentionally opens up a public conversation, that official can't block individuals from joining the conversation because of the views that are expressed. The Secretary of State, though, tells AL.com that this was, quote, a political hack job, saying, I hope what you'll do is what I've asked you to do in the past, and that's to put my cell phone number in the paper, 334-328-2787, because anyone in the state that wants to get in touch with me can call me on my cell phone. Stephen Gregory, an attorney for the plaintiffs, well, he says, quote, the First Amendment protects everyone's right to participate in political speech without regard to political viewpoint, and that the Alabama Secretary of State should engage in protecting that right on his Twitter account, not suppressing it by blocking inoffensive content. Your grocery experience about to get better as Aldi announces that they are teaming up with Instacart to offer online grocery delivery nationwide. The test program is happening in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Los Angeles, but will soon expand to 35 states, going live by Thanksgiving and more than 5,000 zip codes. Just download the Instacart app, and at checkout, customers can choose a delivery window anywhere from an hour up to 1 week later. The company says they're also going to test curbside pickup in November. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Several shootings across Mobile have people on alert. We first told you Monday about a woman who found a bullet hole inside of her home, inches from where she had been getting water before bed. From Saturday to Monday, six people called police saying shots were fired into their homes. In Maysville, 72-year-old Mary Lott was sitting at home watching TV when she heard gunshots. A neighbor counted 19 markers for bullet casings while police were investigating.
The parents can't do anything about it. They ought to do something about the parents.
A woman was robbed and pistol-whipped in Midtown Mobile. It happened inside the woman's home on Ray off Sage Avenue Friday night. It's not far from where three people were shot during a robbery at a Chevron gas station. Mobile police say several masked intruders came into the home, robbed a woman, and hit her in the head with a gun. The woman was not seriously injured. Three other people were also in the home. The Navy has given Mobile shipbuilder Austal contracts to build two more littoral combat ships, LCS 32 and 34. It means a stable workforce to the company's 4,000 workers through 2023. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the Major Leagues Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves ended a four-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over St. Louis. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman had a big day. Here's Freeman's go-ahead two-run homer in the fourth inning.
Fly ball well hit left center field. Bader on the run at the track. It's out of here.
Freeman would finish 3-for-3 with three RBI, and he spoke with the media about the win.
We needed to feel what winning was like again. Sometimes you get caught up in magic numbers and stuff like that. I thought we did a good job of tuning that out today and going out there and playing a quality baseball game and got the win.
That magic number now down to six. The Braves are one game closer to clinching the NL East, but they didn't gain any further separation. Philadelphia won last night over the New York Mets 4-0. In the rest of the league, Milwaukee shut out Cincinnati 7-0. Yasiel Puig hit a three-run homer, and the LA Dodgers finished a sweep over Colorado 5-2. Cleveland's Jason Kipnis hit a walk-off grand slam for his 1,000th career hit, and the Indians beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1. The Yankees beat Boston handily 10-1. Seattle shut out Houston 9-0, and Oakland shut out the LA Angels 10-0. Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris announced yesterday that he will use the NCAA's new four-game redshirt rule to transfer from Auburn and play his senior season elsewhere. Harris played mostly as a blocking tight end for the Tigers. His time at Auburn ends with four receptions for 33 yards and a pair of touchdowns. He'll seek a grad transfer opportunity in the spring and have 1 year of eligibility remaining. In some NBA news, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban will donate $10 million to organizations that promote women in leadership roles and combat domestic violence after the NBA found, quote, serious workplace misconduct by former and current employees and improper or ineffective management. The NBA launched an investigation 7 months ago that came following a Sports Illustrated report in February, which described, quote, a corporate culture rife with misogyny and predatory sexual behavior that spanned decades in the Mavericks organization. The report included numerous allegations against former CEO and President Terdima Usery, who left the Mavericks in 2015. Mavericks are also required to implement NBA-mandated sanctions, including changing reporting, staffing, and policy to improve workplace culture. And Minnesota Timberwolves shooting guard Jimmy Butler has reportedly requested a trade ahead of the NBA season. On Wednesday, The Athletic reported that Butler has provided the Timberwolves with a list of 1 to 3 teams with whom he'd be willing to sign a contract extension. According to ESPN, Butler's 3 preferred trade destinations are the Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Clippers, and the New York Knicks. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Just off of Moffitt and Knollwood by the Hardee's, they still got an accident in the final clearing stages, slowing up traffic as you're heading over towards the interstate, so be careful. A few other wrecks we've had have been moved down the roadway. Steady ride as school buses traveling in the area. Watch your speed. No problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Today, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
652 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, I got a story of a lucky gambler picking all 15 NFL games.
Wow.
And how much he won on a $5 bet. We'll give you that in just a second. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey wants you to know the state is actively working to increase correctional and mental health staffing in state prisons. Governor says, quote, we are working best and fast as we can. Just because you have to hire more folks, it does not mean they are available. Last Friday, U.S. District Court Judge
judge, Myron Thompson, ordered the Alabama Department of Corrections to show why it should not be held in contempt of court for failing to meet deadlines for increasing mental health staffing in state prisons. Last year, that same judge said mental health care in Alabama prisons were, quote, horrendously inadequate and violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. That ruling in response to a 2014 lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program. Governor Ivey in Birmingham earlier this week said the state has already set aside, quote, a bunch of money to hire additional correctional and medical officers and to enlarge the contract with prison health care contractor Wexford Health Sources, Inc. Earlier this year, the legislature voted to increase funding for the prison system by $80 million over 2 years, with the majority of that funding intended to address the problems with understaffing and health care. This weekend, you and your family are invited to bring more awareness to an important cause, and it's happening nationwide. The Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is touted as the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. Sunday, September the 23rd, meet at the USS Battleship Memorial Park. Registration is 1:30 p.m. Ceremony is at 3 p.m. and the walk is 3:15 p.m. If you have questions, call 205-379-8065. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5. Travis was cracking me up over on the text line when I was talking about the red tide. He said, Sean, I believe Governor Scott should address that question like a football coach said, the key to defeating the tide is for Florida to contain the tide like we used to. I don't believe the tide is on our schedule this year, and the best way to deal with the tide is just let the tide run its course and worry about Florida surviving the tide next time it comes back to our house. That would have been funny if he did. And listen, it's a they're trying some different techniques to deal with red tide, using ozone and all that hadn't been successful. Currents change, hurricane comes, wintertime comes. These things can improve the situation down there with red tide. I mentioned this story. This was, maybe you can help me through this. A lucky NFL gambler turned $5 into $84,565 last weekend by correctly predicting the winner of all 15 Sunday and Monday games.
That's impressive.
It's called Pro Football Progressive Contest.
Okay.
Wager was made in the Pro Football Progressive Contest at William Hill Sportsbooks. It doesn't use point spreads, so you're picking winners straight up.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Difficult anyway.
Is progressive, does that mean, what does that mean in gambling?
I don't know if the progressive means it's liberal? Sponsored or what. You could do the same thing by making a parlay, you know.
This thing happens and this other thing happens, right?
You'll need every single game that you've chosen to win. And if one of those links in the chain breaks, then your bet is over and you lose that $5.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the progressive
The anonymous winner hadn't commented, so it's unclear how he or she knew that the Chiefs would win a shootout on the road against the Steelers or the Colts would steal a game from the Redskins in Washington. Here's what happened. It also, you had one of those games, Vikings-Packers, mm-hmm. was a tie.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Does this mean the person correctly guessed that that would be a tie? No, the gambler caught a break there. They count ties as a win in this sports book.
Wow.
So frankly, if a person predicted a tie, they would be in line for a far bigger payday than $84,000. Lucky winner takes home a payout of $16,913 to $1. Which, for on a $5 bet, just made them $84,000.
Not bad at all. But you know what? The house is still going to come out ahead.
Always. Always, always. So there you go. Pro Football Progressive betting. Something new to me.
Write that down. Try that this weekend.
There you go. 657 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5, and we're coming right back.